This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now the continuation of the DJV program, which today features the lovely and talented Victoria Keelan and the lovely and talented Doug Steffen on the air with our minds and our voices in gear, talking about things that are going on in the news, things that come across in our experience quotient, what's what and who's who. The president of South Africa, named Cyril Ramaphosa, has declared a state of emergency and disaster after rains down there brought devastating floods. You've seen some of these pictures. We're so focused on what's going on in Ukraine that we tend to not pay much attention to what's going on around the rest of the world. But there were a lot of people who were killed, homes and businesses destroyed. Charlize Theron, who is a native South African, has gone public with an outreach project collecting donations to provide food, water, and other basics to many millions of families who have been displaced. It is a mess down there. So something to at least pay a little bit of attention to in our world. We, again, seem there's always the, and I ask this question a lot, Victoria, whether or not we know, are there more things happening now these days, or we just know more about the things that are happening because of the instant nature of news and social media, that sort of thing? So it's just, it's interesting because the South Africans have been developing a new solar system. You know, solar is becoming a big thing. They're working in cooperation with scientists in Sweden for a system that could store solar energy for 18 to 20 years, which is a breakthrough. It would be very advantageous for those who want to save the environment and try to help get rid of our dependence on fossil fuels, which pretty much is everybody, unless you're in the oil and gas business. I mean, pretty soon we all, or sooner or later, we realize that having fossil fuels as the main source of energy is not particularly healthy for the planet or for people who live on it. It's provided lots of jobs, and it was good as the Industrial Revolution broke open. Having oil and gas were the reasons that the Industrial Revolution exploded the way that it did. Gave us a source of power that was easy to get at and cheap, and so now we're moving on and want not to have carbon emissions. That doesn't mean that what they did was bad. I don't go around to saying some of the same things that people do about the fossil fuel industry, because the fossil fuel industry got us to where we are. And it's easy for people to forget that. Oh, it was no good, man. You know, I don't have anything good to say about ExxonMobil because I think they're a bunch of lying cowards who gouge people. You can't go by a mobile station and see gas that's any, it's like seven, it's always 7 to 10 cents more at a mobile station than it is at the gas station up the street. It's just, that's the way they do stuff. And anyway, that's not the discussion. The discussion is this solar energy, this potential to have self-charging electronic systems, Victoria, that will release the stored energy just as it's needed. And not,
that's great.
The way it works now is you got to take it and use it when they produce it. And when, then it's gone. And you can't save it. I'm looking at putting a solar, 4 or 5 acres of solar panels on the farm, and the infrastructure that's required is very expensive. And, over the years.
But don't you get a huge chunk of that money back?
Yeah, but it takes a long time to do it. Isn't like,
oh, well, in New Jersey, my cousin, I'm in New Jersey where I am, my cousin put solar on her house, and she got a reimbursement, like in a lump sum. It wasn't even.
It's different if you are doing it on your home property versus what might be the circumstance if you have a solar field. Like you drive around the highways now and you see lots of solar fields. You go out into Arizona and there's some huge solar fields. You go down 93 and 95 on your way from Las Vegas into the heartland of Arizona, and you can see all those things all across the desert.
So if you have a solar, if you have a big section of your farm or a section of your farm that's going to be solar, does it? How does that work? Do you become the utility provider?
I can do it either of two ways. I can own it, and
then like I could buy my electric from you. I mean,
no,
not here in New Jersey,
it has to go into the grid. It has to go into the grid, or I can lease the land to people who are going to be in the solar business. It's not my business, but I could use the land productively that way, and that's sort of what I'm weighing at the moment with a couple of different proposals. But it's a way. I don't listen. I wouldn't put up, you know, the fallacy of those big. The more I read about the wind powered, the big, what are the big pillars?
Those wind turbines.
Wind turbines that they have.
The, like out in when you drive to Palm Springs,
down the
and you
10.
See them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they're all over the place now. We have them in Massachusetts, out in the ocean, and on
they're going offshore in New Jersey too now.
Yeah. So, but the point of understanding how they work is that they require huge amounts of petroleum. Grease, oil, certain other substances that only can be procured by using fossil fuels. So the thousands of dollars worth of petroleum in order to make those things work. So you wonder if the cancellation, does it one equal the other? It just is at this point, it's kind of up in the air, if you'll pardon
Does solar have that same conflict?
No.
Oh,
well,
okay.
The problem with solar is that the panels, depending on who makes them, or it can be over a period of 18 to 20 years, they start to disintegrate, especially if you're in a climate where the weather changes. That is, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, rain, snow, all those things. They begin to work at the integrity of the panels themselves. So over time, they begin to break apart, and they have things in them that my friends who are in the oil gas business are happy to tell you are very bad, very toxic, because they don't like solar at all.
Sure.
So and my friend tells me that him sounding like you, my friend, says this. Well, this guy is in the oil and gas business in Ohio, and every time I tell him I'm going to do solar, he says, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff in those panels. And I looked into it, and yeah, there is. And
sure.
So whether you get them changed
in all technology. Yeah, I mean, look, we all walk around with
computers,
iPhones and Androids. We have supercomputers in our pockets, so sure, there's a lot of toxic stuff in there.
Yeah, right. Speaking of fuel, Amazon, a company that I don't like at all. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, we're into the friend story again. This is just anecdotal. So I'm trying to get,
Is that a bad thing? I feel like you're saying something that I don't understand.
No, what? When you always are talking about your friends? Well, no, it's
well,
just
that's what real life is. All of our friends talk
my
about
friends.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just, they don't want their names used or else
no,
I would use first names.
Protect the innocent.
Sure.
So this, I have a field about 14 acres that is loaded with woodchucks and as geese. And it just about sent me over the edge because I don't want to, I'm tired of dealing with the woodchucks. 118 woodchuck holes in this one field. Last year, it keeps getting bigger every year. So I've been trying to figure out a way of, I bought a bunch of traps and that sort of thing. But a friend of mine uses foxes. There's a company that makes false, well, they call them foie fox, which is false, you know.
Faux fox? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Faux fox. Okay.
Yes. Sounds better, actually. It's easier. Rolls off your tongue better. Faux fox. Anyway, so they're made to look just exactly like a fox, and they make them with tails that wag in the wind. So when the geese,
like you put a little, like, statue, like
yeah,
an owl
yeah. You just
to keep
put
away
it
pigeons
in, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You put that in the field, and that
you
scares
need to
off.
Post, if you get one of those, you need to post that on social
four
media.
Of them. Yeah.
Okay. That's, you definitely have got to put that on social media. That sounds incredible.
And I also,
so this is supposed to, so the woodchucks are afraid of foxes, I'm learning, because I don't know anything about this.
Yeah,
so
well,
then,
coyotes, and they look like, the foxes look like the coyotes, and the coyotes eat the woodchucks. They can't catch the geese, but they can catch the
woodchucks. But don't woodchucks live in the holes that they...
Yeah, Right.
Make? Okay.
Yeah.
So the foxes, I guess, and coyotes go into the hole to get them?
Well, as far as they can. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
But I know where we've knocked off a lot of coyotes in some of the fields because they're dangerous to the animals, my animals. That's where the woodchucks come back in to season, if you will. There are a lot of woodchucks around this particular field because there was an airport next door, and now there's a building. It's a big industrial park. So all the land that they could have been in there, they've been chased out of. So they're kind of gone, and so the woodchucks are coming back in droves. And between them and the geese, you think this is easy.
My favorite, I always think of you every time. I love Grace and Frankie. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And in the couple earlier seasons when Ernie Hudson was dating the Frankie character, Lily Tomlin's character, he's a farmer, and she's like a complete animal lover and like PETA nut job. And so he says to her at one point, because she catches him having to go out and shoot a wild boar that's been eating all of his chickens. And she's like, okay, I didn't realize I was dating Ted Nugent. And he goes, you realize 40% of farming is just killing other things that are affecting your farm. And she goes, 90% of dating a farmer is ignoring that 40%. So... I always think of you when I see them because they're so different, but they're a really cute couple on the show. But the stuff that you have to do to keep the farm going, and it's wild. I could never do it because there's way too much killing involved.
All right. Well, anyway, to back up or to bolster what we were saying about fuel, looks like Amazon is going to start charging you a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge. It's going to begin next week, being imposed, so they say, because inflation has worsened. Not that they don't make $935 billion a year.
Yeah, this is such a... they're charging... The thing about this, they're charging the people who use Amazon to sell their products. Uh-huh. So they're charging those merchants, and obviously the merchants are going to have to pass the cost on, right? It's just, it's so, have you encountered, here's another thing with the restaurant.
That's why I don't use.
The restaurant industry.
I started to tell a story about the guy that I was getting the foxes from. He said, well, you can order on Amazon. I said, I'm not buying anything from Amazon. So he said, I'll order them for you. Anyway, what did you say? We got a few seconds. What did you start to say?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
All right. That's good. So I'll give everybody something to look forward to on the DJV program 18 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
You can't be all working that fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Hello to listeners Susie Gunn, Brandon Gensmer, and Laura Bryden listening to the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Victoria and I are here now set to focus on social media items of interest, things that are trending that may or may not make the front page. I guess it depends on what you're reading, right, as to whether or not they're on the front page or not. I think everybody's interested in different things. Here's Angelina Jolie, who is actually talking to TMZ about her suing the FBI as Jane Doe.
She and Brad Pitt had some altercation in 2016 on a flight where their oldest son Maddox apparently got in between them defending his mom. There was the plane was grounded. There was an FBI investigation because I guess that's who has jurisdiction when something like this happens. And I guess it's true for even commercial flights too. If someone is acting out, then the FBI gets involved. And so they issued their report and gave it to both Brad and Angelina. And again, Brad and Angelina are going through, this is like year 4.5 now of this divorce. It's the longest divorce in history. So what TMZ is reporting is that Angelina Jolie may have disagreed with what was in that report, and she was given the green light to sue the FBI under an anonymous Jane Doe status. So the reason for that is because she wants it
obviously
hidden,
that
because
didn't
she
work.
Still has. She, yeah, I mean, that, now TMZ's already blown it up. But right. I guess she wanted to do that because she has minor, and her a lot of her children are still minors, and so she didn't want their names and stuff, you know. But this is going back and forth. She sold her share in the chateau where they got married, where they make their delicious Miraval wine. She sold that out from under Brad, and she was apparently only supposed to sell it to him if she ever did sell. It's just been back and forth.
She does
these
not
two.
Impress me as being an honorable sort. That's
well,
between the lines.
Anyway. I don't know, but it, you know, it turns out, you know, Brad wasn't Mr. America's sweetheart after all either. So I don't know. I mean, he had a huge drinking problem.
Let's put it this way.
He was abusive, apparently.
In fact, they got together while he was still married with Jennifer. If he did it to Jennifer, then he's going to do it to Angelina. It just, that's the way it happens most of the time.
Right.
With men and with women too. If they do it, you know, there's plenty of women who have had affairs. And they left to get with the person they're having the affair with, and then a couple of years later, they get tired of the person they're with, and then they have an affair with somebody else, and it just keeps going around and around and around and around and around.
Yeah. It's always smart to, you know, not get together with someone while they're still with someone else. Because it's not going to, like you said, it's not going to end well for the new relationship either.
Well, sometimes it happens that, especially men and women of means, they do it and they don't really pay much attention to the outcome or the ramifications because they can do it and they are able to, I don't necessarily mean get away with it, but they don't, you know, there's an old expression that men use suggesting that women who have money don't need men. I'm sure that there will be a few people that would argue with that, but that may sound like caustic stuff coming from somebody who's had that experience, and so take it their way if you want. 28 after the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia rejected a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that the United Nations Secretary General requested for the purpose of civilian evacuation during the Eastern Orthodox Holy Week leading up to Easter in Ukraine. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said the ceasefire request was not sincere. A Ukrainian commander says Mariupol is about to fall to Russian soldiers.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have the advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us. We ask them to use the procedure of extraction and take us to the territory of a third-party state.
A 4.0 earthquake shook off the Oregon coast Tuesday morning, about 120 miles offshore, west of Brandon, Oregon. USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
A Catholic diocese in Camden, New Jersey, has agreed to pay $87.5 million to settle roughly 300 claims who accuses its clergy members of sexual abuse. If a U.S. bankruptcy judge approves the agreement, it would be the largest cash payment by any Catholic diocese in bankruptcy to date in the United States. Former White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien had strong words for the Biden administration Tuesday night regarding China's support of Russia is helping them deflect U.S. sanctions.
Xi Jinping basically gave the green light for the invasion. Putin went to him and asked for his permission at the Olympics. He was given permission, apparently, by Xi Jinping. And then Xi Jinping said that they would be unlimited partners. And we're seeing that unlimited partnership unfold as Western markets close off to the Russians. They're going to sell their goods and services and oil and gas to the Chinese. And so these are two nuclear powers, they're two superpowers, and they will present a formidable challenge to the United States and to the West going forward. We need to respond by rebuilding our military, as we were doing under the Trump administration. We need to make sure that the military budget keeps pace with inflation, which has been going through the roof. And so even the increased military budget that was recently submitted is actually cut in defense spending because of inflation. So that can't happen. We need to fix that.
Today is National Lookalike Day. What celebrity or famous person do you look like? I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that you've come to the right place. This is the DJV program, a helpful, happy place most of the time to spend your time well, listening to and engaging with your comments as well, because we collect the comments that you have through the course, of the week, and then we use a lot of them during our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. For the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Have a round of applause for us. Victoria Keelan is here, and Doug, Steph, and Jennifer off, as is Jay. The situation, I was thinking about how we have faith. I remember the song Faith of Our Fathers as a kid growing up. I'm sure your mother, Nancy, would remember that, Victoria. Something that we, a hymn that we all sung when we were in church. I was thinking about Passover and Easter and Ramadan and what it is. We were just talking off the air about a certain sect of Judaism and wondering why people are faithful. And I suppose you could read that anyway. Why are you faithful to your husband, your wife? Why are you faithful to your boss? Or why are you faithful to your friends? Or why are you faithful to a belief, a church, if you will, a religion? Whatever. There's, faith is a very interesting, I think, a very important word. And it usually, when you think about it, has to do with, at least in my experience, with kind of how we were created. You have faith. You know, the religions, the major religions of the world are based on a belief in a supreme being who is more powerful or all-powerful. And I kind of get that. I think that it's difficult. But as I think about my relationship to my children and having these conversations, it sort of brings me back. And all parents, I think you can probably agree or understand or identify with this. When your children are coming along at certain stages, they think that you're wonderful, and then they think you're stupid, and then they think you're awful, and then they come back around to thinking you're pretty cool. Again, I know that's the experience that I had with my children, and I think back on how I looked upon my parents or the people who were my surrogate parents. I don't know that I ever had that much of a negative thought. I think I learned a lot as I matured about the power that is greater than we are. Some people call it the universe. Some people doubt that, and then they secretly start to, you know, except the older you get or the closer you get to the end of life, I think you change, your fears change, and what you believe changes. I've noticed that with a lot of people who are my friends, who are my age, who have a different view of the world than they did 40 years ago. I suppose that's to be, you know, they're a little, how would we say? They're a little more loving, a little more faithful. They're just a little, they're better people because they think if they don't atone for whatever stuff they did that they shouldn't have done, that at the end of the road they're going to be judged. And who knows whether that's true or it isn't true. You don't know what happens after you stop breathing the air here on the planet. There are those who are in the faith business of selling religion who will tell you this is what happens if you follow this path, or this is what happens if you follow that path. And I'm not sure that I buy into that, but that's me. It doesn't necessarily have to be good for you. You do what you think is good for you. The people have tried to convince me, and some have done a fairly good job of it, Victoria, of selling the idea that we create our own reality in the afterlife. Whatever you think consciously is going to happen to you after you die is what happens to you. Of course, once again, you can't prove it. Can't prove any of this stuff. Which, although some people say that they can because there are people then that've gone on. I think we were talking about it here the other week or two ago about people who die, and or they've died for just a couple of minutes and they've seen the light and they've experienced the other side, and they think they come back and, wow, this is fabulous. So, I don't know. I'm off on a toot for a moment because I was feeling inspiration. I don't know, inspiration. I was philosophical because I find sometimes it bothers me that people don't understand what my real motives are, and that last couple of minutes was just about me. It's therapy. Thanks very much. And you know, what happens in all of our lives, there's a, you know, we're not any of us experiencing something. Think about this. This is really, really, really hard sometimes to grasp. There is no such thing as an original thought. Everything you think has been thought by somebody else before or many other people before. You are not an original thinker. Some people think they are, but they aren't. Everything that has been experienced or thought has been experienced or thought of by somebody else. That's kind of a mind blower in and of itself, isn't it? And you think, oh, I'm the only, this is, what a unique thought that is. Nah, it's not really.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, anyway. It's like there's nothing new in fashion either.
No, right, exactly. And this is, let me just, this is a little more superficial, but the fashion industry, which you are much more up on than I am, I was looking at stuff because we're going to go to an event, all of us in Los Angeles, a big celebration of an award that the ladies got. It's a national award, gave us a lot of recognition. It's kind of cool. And I was quietly looking at some clothing because some of the things in my wardrobe might not be considered up to date. and so I was looking and I came across an article about Abercrombie and Fitch, which is usually stuff that's for younger, like my son's age or maybe even younger. I remember when he said it was for people that were his age when he was younger. But if you came of age between the two Bush presidency, chances are you probably bought something from Abercrombie and Fitch. The T-shirts, you could, everybody in high school, the cafeteria had on an Abercrombie and Fitch T-shirt. The brand meant a lot. You were really cool, man. If
the
you
jeans
had
were super.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was into
right.
that. They had right. all these like gorgeous looking people as models. I mean, yeah. it was a whole thing, and it yeah. stunk so bad. They used to actually have a cologne, an Abercrombie cologne, that they would pump through the air. So when you walked in the store, you were hit.
I didn't
hit.
Know that.
Oh, God. Yeah, your son will remember that. Oh, my gosh. It was just so offensive, and it was so, it would drift out into the mall. Like, it was the whole, I don't understand why they did it, but.
Speaking of noxious smells and fumes, there's a Netflix documentary that's coming out this week that examines the Abercrombie and Fitch culture, if you will, its legacy. Apparently, the corporate culture was really stinky. Worse than its cologne, as you've described it. It's called White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie, explaining how the company, which goes back to actually the 1800s, was a purveyor of sporting goods just for the elite. And then it became a
It was like a Brooks Brothers
label.
For men.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then it turned into this like mall brand of jeans and T-shirts. And then it had a little bit of a resurgence. It kind of came back again in the early aughts, and then now I don't know where it is now.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting because my son and his wife are working on a television, sort of an episodic, one of those 10 or 12 episode shows about Forbes magazine, which feels like something the same here, the way Forbes operates and the way Abercrombie and Fitch operate. Not the same, but it's a story because people are interested a lot of times in how these things come to be. They don't just happen. They, you know, there's a lot of thought, obviously, that was given, and not all of it was good, according to this Netflix documentary anyway. The film recounts the innovations that propel the company's ascendance into the sort of quality that you were just talking about, racy catalogs and, you know, some of the men, the way they looked and the vision.
Oh, my God, they were the hottest guys on the planet.
Yeah, right. All the girls loved it, so they'd send their guys in to buy or they'd go in and buy the stuff themselves there. I just think it's interesting in how it's just how society evolves, if you will, and what becomes important. What's the equivalent today of Abercrombie and Fitch, would you say? Is there?
Aerie is probably the next closest thing. Aerie was, I think it's an offshoot of Aeropostale, which was a kind of a budget version of Abercrombie.
Yeah.
I think Abercrombie might still exist. I think it might even still be in the local mall near me.
No, I think
here
you can see them in the malls. Yeah. You can see them around the malls.
Yeah.
But who goes there, I guess, is the...
I think it's the same age demo. I don't think they haven't changed. It's still junior high and high school, maybe some college kids. That's kind of the bulk of their audience.
Really? Huh. All right. E-cigarettes in the focus today. The FDA is going after the manufacturers. I thought this was already going on. I thought they were already the fruit flavored e-cigarettes. I thought those, you know, they're still on the market apparently. the teenagers are buying them up and smoking them all over the place and getting hooked on nicotine and then going to regular cigarettes and things like that. So these, what's going on with the e-cigarettes is they are promoting, you know, they're supposed to get you off, but instead they get you on to regular cigarettes and that sort of thing. So now the FDA is going to go after these companies who are using synthetic nicotine in the... Why am I having a brain farcicola here, or
states,
what?
Yeah, certain states had eliminated the mark... Well, okay, so what you're thinking of probably, because there are multiple layers to this, it became illegal to market the flavors to anyone under... I think in our state, in New Jersey, I think it might be 21. So the marketing of those flavored products became illegal. The products themselves didn't necessarily, they're not illegal. But now, because they've been using this loophole, now the FDA, I guess, has closed that loophole, and they will now be regulating all of these e-cigarettes. And I think that that's a really good thing, because you can go, you could still find these things at gas stations and anywhere that doesn't even sell cigarettes, you can still buy these e-cigs, and that's going to be regulated now. So I think the purpose of it will be to make it harder to get into the hands of young kids, because that stuff is so incredibly toxic. It's actually way worse than smoking a regular cigarette. Mm-hmm. And then when you add it, because you add in all the chemicals, and it's also like, I think it's like 20 cigarettes. It's the equivalent of 20 cigarettes in one e-cig. Yeah. And so kids are getting so hooked on nicotine, and they're having all kinds of lung issues, and it's
really
horrible
for you. Yep. Yeah. That'll show up, I'm sure, on our DJV download, our daily podcast, which you can find at djvshow.com. You can also hear the entire program all day, every day, as that's available too. You go to the same site, djvshow.com, and you're going to hear the program in its entirety. If you've, let's say, listen to an hour on your way to work, and you can't listen to work, and you're on your way home, you can listen to it on the way home. And then we have our downloads, the most recent one, talking about the whole business of taxation. And then we got into a conversation about wearing leggings at Capitol Grill and Jennifer Gray's nose job. How exciting is that? There are all kinds of things. I mean, I look back at some of the things that people are interested in, Harry Styles, Coachella, Surprise. There are lots of things that go on every day. You may want to get caught up on them by listening to our podcast at djvshow.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bing bang, bolly wolly ding dang, ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Time for fun and effective conversation about your pets with the one and only Warren Eckstein, who manages to corral a lot of discussions regarding pets, how to take care of your pet, pet stories, pet show is what it's called. ThePetShow.com is where you find it. Warren is here with us as he is every week at this time. Today is 4/20. That is April 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month. Also, that has significance for what reason with dogs? Has to do with marijuana, right? And the wacky weed?
Yeah, and on 4/20, everyone, you know, people that are into cannabis are celebrating. It's their big holiday. It's the Christmas for cannabis people.
What's that got to do with dogs?
Well, here's the scenario, because there is so much cannabis around, and listen, people do what they want to do, but because it's legal in so many states and there is so much cannabis around, what's happening now is a lot of dogs, veterinarians are seeing a lot of dogs with toxicity. THC, for example, can cause balance problems, bad heartbeat, incontinence, even worse.
So secondhand smoke you're talking about, the dogs are not smoking the cannabis, they're exposed to it. Because their owners are puffing away.
Yeah, but it's not only the smoking, Doug. That's not the problem. You know, more and more people are not smoking. They're using edibles. Edibles are very easy for a dog or a cat to take down. Plus, listen to this. I just spoke to a vet who had a problem with this. brownies. We all joke about pot brownies. Everyone thought about pot brownies in college and whatever. Think about the toxicity of chocolate, theobromide, in connection or a combination, rather, with the THC. So now these dogs go to the vet. They've eaten some of the brownie. They got THC problems. They got chocolate problems, and some of them don't make it. So that's something you got to be really, really careful about, especially with those edibles. So, you know, whatever you want to do, if you want to get high or if you want to use CBD, that's fine with me. Just make sure you keep it away from your dogs and cats because it'd be so dangerous. And more veterinarians see on this day dogs and cats ingesting cannabis, and in some cases, it can be very, very serious.
So it's not just on this day. I'll tell you the story of my son who has a rescued pitty named Fiona, who's one of the most wonderful dogs I've ever encountered in my life. Fabulous, fabulous dog. So they go walking around. They live off of Melrose in West Hollywood. And Brendan goes out three or four times a day with Fiona and now with Jasper, and they take a long walk around the neighborhood. And three or four times since the beginning of the year, Brendan has gone psycho because apparently on the street some, you know, the dogs can pick up. And the first time it happened, so the dog went psycho and was breathing heavily and just crazy. So Brendan puts him in the car, brings him to the vet, and the vet says, I've seen this about 19 times today. And Brendan says, what are you talking about? The dogs go up and down the street, and you know as well as I do, dogs will pick up stuff off the street and eat it. And apparently people discarding what the things are that you're talking about, the dogs ingest them, and they go bananas. And it's happened three or four times now since the beginning of the year to the point where now Brendan at least recognizes it. But you got to be careful. The dog's on a leash. You can't let them, apparently, in those neighborhoods, and those are really upscale neighborhoods, you know, what I'm told, what those neighborhoods are like.
Yeah, what a shock. Cannabis in West Hollywood. Oh, my goodness. What a shock. But here's the thing, and this is from a behavioral standpoint, guys. Dogs experiment. Dogs determine with their mouth. Their mouth is an important part. That's why they pick up things and they taste it all the time, stuff that you would never even think of picking up.
Gross.
Listen, again, if you want to smoke a joint or whatever you want to do, listen, I was young once. I did inhale when I was younger. I'm not going to lie to everybody. With the bottom, you know, and this was overseas. Overseas. You can't arrest me now.
Okay.
But anyway, the thing is, you got to be so careful. But now there's another side of the story. A lot of veterinarians are finding good results using THC in some situations with dogs and cats as well with certain problems. So you have to be careful. But just keep your dogs and cats away from any type of medication that you're using for yourself, no matter what it is, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs. But today's the big day. I'm telling you, if you live in California, 420, I was joking Christmas, 420 is a bigger holiday in California than Christmas, Easter, or New Year. Let me tell you, so just be conscientious about your pets this day.
All right, Google this week has sued scammers for running an online puppy fraud scheme. Have you seen this? Defrauding people, old people, out of thousands of dollars with promises of delivering purebred puppies to them. So apparently, Niche Noel of Cameroon, using a network of fake websites to get people to spend $700-$800 giving money for pets. Wow. That's something.
Yeah, it's a whole leasing scam. There's a whole leasing scam going out there. We'll talk about that next week. There's a whole leasing scam about people leasing dogs and the dogs being repossessed.
All right, we'll hold on to that. 59.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.